Yeah, I've only heard horror stories about that thing, and yet I still keep getting upgrade offers, even after I swapped out my six-year-old phone for a refurbished one. My phone went in January, this past January, when I split it. It, you know, got overcharged and the battery swelled and it split the case along the side. And I got the same model phone I have with a newer software in it, firmware and everything else. But the only other phone I ever had when I was working for Verizon were those LG communicators. They flip open like a landscape design, and this is back in the days of mobile web. It wasn't even called, you know, the internet then. But those communicators were nice, and it was like a checkbook. You know, I carry a checkbook wallet, and it's kind of like that, and you can open it up in a portrait mode or landscape mode. And not like the razors or anything like that that go full screen, but yeah, that was a nice, LG did make a nice product for sure. Is that Lance out there, I heard? Good morning, if that's your name.
Yep, that's Lance. We used to say that the LGs are machine washable. We had a few that took a ride through the washing machine and dried them out and turned them on. They were still fine. But, yeah, Sean, I only use Pixels. I've been using only the Google phone since like Nexus 4. I just get tired of waiting for the OEMs to finally get to updating their OSs if they actually decide they're going to. This is the way to go for me, and I haven't looked back. X had Samsung's, and every time I'd use her phone or try to help her, I couldn't figure it out because I didn't know where they moved the menu item to.